Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenge. Today's Wednesday, so we take the idea we've been looking at all week, and we see where in the Bible it starts to change our lives and challenge and transform us. We're looking this week at good and bad spiritual influences in our lives, and we've seen two tests already. We're going to see another two tests today for telling the difference. And the first one has to do with the fact that false teachings are short-lived. Jesus likened them to firewood. Here's what he said. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Now that sounds dramatic, but what Jesus is saying here is simply that false spiritual teachings, negative spiritual influences in our lives, they're very short-lived. They're like firewood. Its main purpose is to be burned up. You don't want to keep it around. Imagine if you had a dead tree in your yard. Would you leave it standing for years, thinking maybe I'll need it someday? No, you'd cut it down, because the danger is that dead firewood, left standing upright, is just going to fall down on your car someday or hurt somebody. The best thing you can do with a dead tree in your yard is burn it up. Make it useful as firewood, at least, because it's useless as a tree. It's not life-giving. That's what Jesus was saying about false teachings, negative spiritual influences in our lives. The best thing we can do is get them out of our lives. They're short-lived. They need to be temporary. We don't want to make them a permanent part of our lives. Jesus is saying that because our tendency with these kinds of negative spiritual influences can be to say, you know what, I like these books. I know they're just kind of silly. They're not true, but it's just fun. Some people say that about horoscopes. It's just fun to read them. I know they're not true. I know they don't really have any spiritual impact. It's just harmless. But what Jesus is saying here is the best thing you can do with that newspaper is burn it. Just make it into firewood. At least then it'll have some use in your life, rather than being an empty diversion. Jesus is saying these things aren't harmless. They do get into our heads. They have a way of getting in there and becoming more than we ever intended. So he says, just keep it out of your life. And if it's there, try to make it useful, at least as firewood. The final test that Jesus gives us for understanding good and bad spiritual influences in our lives has to do with motives. Jesus says that a wolf is ravenous. A wolf is hungry. A wolf is going to eat whatever it can find. And that speaks to the motives of the wolf and how that a wolf is different from a sheep who happens to be lost or confused. There is a difference. We have to understand what's in it for this spiritual teacher. Sometimes we find spiritual teachers who, like I said before, their results are very inconsistent with the results in their own lives. The only one who's benefiting is themselves. I read about somebody this week who claims to be a Christian, but says, you know what, all I had to do was envision what God wanted to give me. He wanted to give me this amazing car and this huge mansion that I don't need and all this because I just envisioned it one day, and I know that God would want me to have this. It seems inconsistent with what Jesus said right in the Sermon on the Mount about not storing up our treasures on earth. There's a problem there. He says a wolf is somebody who's hungry for power and control and possessions. They're hungry for things in this world rather than hungry for God's kingdom, rather than hungry for helping other people. They don't hunger and thirst for righteousness. They hunger and thirst for their own benefit. And there are wolves in this world, and we really don't want to be one. So if you're at all worried, you know, maybe I've followed some negative spiritual influences before, I shouldn't have, it's okay, we all do. There have always been times in our lives we've read or followed something that we later discovered wasn't that good of an influence in our lives. What matters is that we're willing to recognize that. We're not so hungry for power and control that we can't admit we were wrong or we made mistakes. We should be worried then. But if you're thinking this way, that, you know, maybe I did, maybe I shouldn't have, that's a good sign. You are probably a lost sheep rather than a ravenous wolf trying to eat people for breakfast. Well, those are our four tests for good and bad spiritual influences. And we're going to look tomorrow in more depth at how to apply this to our lives. But for now, I've got a question for you to consider and hopefully discuss with friends. Who's been a negative spiritual influence in your life? Did they seem more like a sinister, ravenous wolf or just a misguided, lost sheep? have a great discussion sharing that with some other people. I'll see you tonight when we have our coffee hours at Chapters in Ajax at 7:30. Hopefully you can join me then for some discussion. Bye for now.